Welcome to the Anabu AI blog in audio. Today we're talking about an article by Brett Allegri Wood titled AI Brain Rot: Why Low Quality Training Data Permanently Damages Your AI System.
And brain rot, of all phrases. Oxford named it their word of the year in 2024.
They did. It's that mental decline that comes from consuming endless trivial online content. Scrolling, nothing deep, just short punchy hits. Brett's argument is that AI systems suffer the exact same thing.
Which sounds dramatic until you look at what the research actually found.
Researchers at the University of Texas and Texas A&M fed several AI models low-quality data, specifically tweets and short attention-seeking posts, then tested them on reasoning and comprehension tasks.
And the results were not subtle.
Not at all. Reasoning ability dropped by up to 24%. Long context understanding fell by as much as 38%, and the model started showing personality traits linked to increased narcissism and psychopathy.
That last one sounds almost absurd, but it makes a kind of sense. You're training a system to mimic patterns, and internet comment sections are not exactly known for balanced, careful thinking.
Right. And they developed what the researchers called thought skipping, jumping straight to conclusions without working through the logical steps, which is a nightmare for any business task that requires real analysis.
Okay, so what happens if you catch it early and try to fix it? Surely you retrain on better data and recover.
You can try. But here's the thing Brett really hammers home. The researchers did exactly that. They fed the damaged models high-quality data, in some cases nearly 5 times as much quality data as the junk that caused the problem.
And?
A 17% gap in reasoning still remained, a 9% gap in long context understanding, a 17% gap in safety benchmarks. Even with all that remedial quality data, the rot had set in permanently.
That's a significant gap to just live with.
It is. Brett uses a parenting analogy here, which he has direct experience with. He's got 4 kids and spent 3 years homeschooling them while traveling through Europe during COVID. His point is that what you expose children to in their formative years shapes everything that follows. AI training works exactly the same way.
So what does junk data actually look like inside a real business? Most owners would say they're not feeding their AI conspiracy theories.
Fair point. Brett gives a clear example. A mortgage broker scraped every mortgage forum, every Reddit thread, every random blog post he could find. More data is better, right?
And his AI started sounding like internet strangers arguing in comment sections.
Exactly. Contradictory, overconfident, jumping straight to conclusions about bank policies based on forum speculation rather than actual financial documents. They retrained on proper mortgage documents and regulatory guides, and the AI improved, but it never quite lost that tendency to skip steps in its reasoning.
So the damage was baked in. What are the main categories of data that cause this?
3. Short attention-seeking content. Social media posts, clickbait headlines, brief email snippets. Teaches your AI to give shallow answers without depth. Superficial or low-quality information, conspiracy theories, exaggerated claims, unsupported assertions, trains the system to be confidently wrong. And 3, contradictory or poorly reasoned material, forum arguments, unfiltered rough drafts, verbatim brainstorming sessions, unfiltered customer complaints.
That 3rd one is interesting. A lot of businesses archive everything, every email, every complaint, every internal draft, and they'd consider that a strength.
And there's a sharp contrast in the article. A property lettings agency trained their AI on 5 years of tenant complaint emails, thinking it would help the system understand tenant concerns.
Let me guess. Defensive and confrontational responses to perfectly normal inquiries.
3 months of lost productivity and £40,000 in consulting fees to fix it. Compare that to an event management company who spent 2 weeks upfront cleaning their files, removed duplicates, filtered out angry emails, kept only their best project briefs, documented what made each successful event actually work.
And the result?
Clear communication, logical reasoning, high-quality suggestions from day one. The extra week of upfront work saved them months of problems and thousands of pounds.
So quality beats quantity, every time.
The Texas research actually tested this directly. Even when just 20% of training data was low quality, there was measurable cognitive decline. At 50% junk, the decline was severe, and a smaller amount of high-quality data consistently outperformed a larger amount of mixed-quality data.
It's the mentor question, isn't it? Would you rather your team learned from 3 excellent mentors or 100 random people on the internet?
Exactly the way Brett puts it. When your AI is trained properly, it genuinely augments what your team can do. It thinks like your best consultant on their best day, not the average one on a rushed Tuesday afternoon.
Right. So what's the single thing to do this week?
Audit your data sources before adding anything new. List everything currently feeding your AI or that you're planning to use. Mark each one, high-quality reasoned content or short-form attention-seeking material. Then pull the social media archives out of your training queue. That's the most obvious source of brain rot and the easiest thing to remove right now.
For me, it's identifying those 50 best documents. Not the most, not the flashiest. The ones where the reasoning is clear and the outcome was solid. That's your foundation.
The full article is at anabu.ai. And if you want this working properly in your own business, there's a free AI audit you can book there too.
Worth doing before you feed your AI another thing.